It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Welcome back into The Drive on a beautiful Friday, a big sports night here in Houston. You got the Astros game two, going to go ahead and try to take care of the series against the Mets.
It's good.
Hunter Brown goes tonight. And then the Houston Cougars take on the Purdue Boilermakers in Indy. I can tell that Kelvin Sampson is pissed about that. The ex Kelvin Sampson got an issue with having to play Purdue in Indianapolis in a home game as the number one seed. He looked, he said, no. And I could tell.
He was lying.
Tell Kelvin's a little annoyed by that. Which I understand. I can understand that. But they are maybe the toughest team in America, and I think they'll be just fine with that. They'll probably relish that thing. Anybody going up, or anybody in Indy, anybody going up for that puppy? Anybody know anybody going up for that puppy? I wonder how much, what kind of contingent they will have at U of H. Why did you make that face, Tyler?
I just don't know. Anyone would go to Indianapolis. Indianapolis.
You would go to Indianapolis if Texas, if you had a chance, if Texas A&M was playing for a chance to get to a Final Four. Right?
Well.
You would do it for sport. You'd be over there going all to right. that steakhouse.
Getting you'd enjoy the hell out of it. You'd probably call Ursay since you hung out with him Tuesday night.
What up, Jim?
Yes. Call Jim. Did you get his number? Point.
You would enjoy it. No, I think you would have enjoyed the hell
Jim,
out of it.
You should have told Jim.
I tried to buy him a drink.
Hey, I know you and O'Cal.
Did you? I know you did.
You and Cal, but he's worried about you slipping something in.
Well, no, he told me. He's like, no, but I'm going to buy you one.
Did he buy you one?
Yeah.
Now, Jim was hoping. Now, let me see.
Ursay's a friend, man.
Allegedly, Jim was hoping you offer him something else.
Yeah, he wasn't looking for no drink.
Would not shock me. I don't ride that dirty, though.
The stadium takes care of the drinks. What else you got?
I like to have a good time. I got a little turn, but I'm not in that lane, Jimbo.
Offer me something I can't get back here behind these seats, bud.
Couple of clues.
Make it worth my while.
Couple of clues. Emily Blunt.
I think Britney Spears. When you went Britney Spears, I think that was the best one.
Christina Aguilera.
That's a good one.
The
too.
Girl from All That, Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, that one.
That's
any white woman, basically. That's a hit. Little of that white girl. Maybe Jim would have been all right.
Hope you're
it.
Listening, Mel.
Yeah, a little bit of that right now. Okay. All right. That's aggressive on a Friday from Tyler Milner, who is pacing himself. By the way, Tyler, just drink water tonight, man. Nothing.
That's like my plan.
You got to tear it down. Cool You got to get some sleep.
Oh, no, though. I mean, you just laid out all what's going on.
I know. I
got Sweet 16, got Astros. I'm drinking tonight.
No.
Yeah, you can't go straight home.
Nah.
I mean, I don't know. Ron, you're asking for too much of a change.
I think he needs to turn in immediately when the Astro game ends. He's got to get up at 7:30 and he's got to ride. Like, you're going, what's the plan? 7:30 to what?
I mean, the Astro game is going to be 10:30.
I know. I'm not trying.
I can't go to bed early.
Like, he doesn't leave immediately after the game.
I mean, I would suggest that he...
He's got to stay and watch the fireworks.
Are you going to the game tonight?
Oh, no.
No, yeah, no. I would suggest
But I want to watch it.
I would suggest that you maybe turn in it's in the seventh, but I'm just saying I know you're not going to do that.
I would suggest you mix in a water with that monster you're drinking over there. Maybe
sure.
Maybe some kind of rehydrate.
I didn't bring an energy drink today.
Maybe you ought to stop your ass down here at one of these clinics and get you an IV or something.
Maybe some electrolytes.
I don't want you to change your ways. I know that is a lost cause,
but
I do think you need to start thinking about what the hell you're doing with your body when you wake up.
I really thought when I woke up today, I was thinking, like, all right, tonight I need to just watch these shows on the TV, maybe chill.
And shut it down.
But I wasn't thinking Sweet 16.
You got to set realistic goals. Like, what you should have done was got your ass up and said, all right, let me get some water. Let me get maybe mix in an emergency. Maybe mix in a little breakfast.
Didn't do that.
You know, make sure you got your jug of water throughout the day and make sure you get you a good lunch. And then
you're not wrong.
I got some almonds back here. I got some peanut butter and a banana. No, you know, mix all that stuff in, and now you'll be ready.
No, you come at me about not making changes, and now you're trying to get him to eat a good lunch.
Well, I think getting him to eat a little something and maybe focus on his body from the time he wakes up to the time he gets to the bar, there's a much better chance of that happening than
I'm just trying to get him to take the night off and maybe get some sleep.
He wants grease.
Just get a little sleep.
Hey, Bun, if you're listening, I love a Trill Burger right about
What's your plan? 7:30. You got to try to get there 7:30, and you're going to shut it down by when? Like, what's the plan for you and Sterling?
If it's like last year, we'll be out there till the last group finishes on 18.
Does your mind ever go to like recovery? Any level of recovery?
And the moments of pain the next day, yeah. You just mean like recovery overall for my body. You're not saying I need to go to like a clinic,
no
right?
Way. There's no way.
I'm not joking about the extreme.
I'm just talking about the common sense grown man approach to
I mean, I'm a grown man about it, though. I don't let it affect anything I do professionally, what we do here at the station, what I need to do for my family, my wife.
There is no way that Tyler is going to the Texas Children's Houston Open tomorrow, starting at 7:30 and going until the last group finishes their round and then going home. He's probably going to continue on a Saturday evening. And that, again, while I'm saying, if you're going to go all the way, like this will be the third one this week, which I understand. You went to the Rockets game, floor seats. Yeah, that one wasn't too bad, but you
it all came out of nowhere.
I'm guessing you rolled this thing to midnight, at least that night. Then you're rolling here. We're ordering DoorDash and receiving it at 1:50. That means we're well after two.
Beefy
fat. We started. I'm gonna guess around noon. All right. Then now we're going to Houston Open again. Like I just think Friday night's got to be your Sunday. It's got to be your night of rest. And then Sunday, you just lay it down.
You don't win any marathons, Ron, without putting a couple Band-Aids on your nipples, man.
You got to. From Melissa texting in.
Just listening.
Tyler, this is why I get pissed.
She did say hi,
Ron and Clint. I'm listening. Tyler, this is why I get pissed.
What did Tyler
listen? Whatever then, Mel.
What'd he do?
Well, here he goes.
Whatever.
I mean,
say hi to Ron and Clint.
I just want you to mix in some level of recovery before we find you. Before we find you rolled wrapped up in a sheet.
Oh my God, man! Dude. I really hope you.
I mean, a sweat, a sauna, a emergency.
Yes, I've done all those.
Some orange
days
juice,
past,
some
yes.
water.
I've somehow survived 34 years, Clint. I'll be all right.
What's it go so dark?
Good God!
To get you wrapped up.
Just having fun, then all of a sudden the lights went out.
That's what's going to happen.
Every once in a while, that first 48 just starts to mix in with Clint. He gets people rolled up in sheets.
I had a really tremendous time yesterday.
I mean, how much beating can a body take? I mean, you thought riding dirt bikes at 8 was bad.
What are you talking about? Oh, look at Keith Richards. A lot. The body should take a lot. All right. I know I can tell you're nervous about Tyler. You want it.
Oh, I'm dead serious.
I know you are. Is this fair? Are you, because I think there are a lot of people who are with you on this. Are you nervous about the Texans and this draft coming up? Are you nervous?
Not as much as I'm worried about Tyler.
But you are. But there is some
worry. All right, can we talk some them, Texans?
But there is some worry. Like just listen to you as we've been talking about it. It feels like you're not completely sold that this draft is going to go, or at least your confidence isn't way up that this draft is going to go in what they need.
Well, look, I'm torn with the Texans and as it pertains to the draft. Like, there's no debating that they have been successful, generally speaking, 30,000-foot view, on the draft of late. They have drafted extremely well. There's no denying that. I mean, I think, what is there, 7 starters in the last couple years?
That's what I was going to say, Yeah.
I think you did. Is that you that pulled them numbers?
Yeah,
there's no denying that they overall have done well in the draft and finding immediate contributors and guys that play, that have high ceilings, that play above their ceilings, that are mature enough to play early. They've done a really good job. Now, two things can be true. You can also drill down and say, there's a reason why there's a desperate need at the interior offensive line position. There's a reason why when you move on from Laremy Tunsil, there is a rush to bring in a bunch of 1-year veteran tackles to try to figure it out, is because you just haven't drafted really, really well. You haven't drafted well at all, if we're being honest, as it pertains to the offensive line. The Kenyon Green miss was a major setback. Juice Scruggs not being a plug-and-play center that you got aggressive and went and got in the second round. That guy's still kind of floating around, and the jury's still being out on do you want to depend on him. He's going to be in the rotation somehow, some way, but can you depend on him? You'd like for him to be a lock, stock, and barrel center right now, and that position not be a problem, but it's suspect at less. I mean, at least. So, I mean, like, they have just not been real good at the O-line position in those early draft picks. And so two things can be true. I'm not nervous about the draft. I am nervous about the interior offensive line protection problem that everybody in the organization mentioned and acknowledged and spoke of that being the need to protect this quarterback from the inside out.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming
up. Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And then them trying to do that via the draft. That, yes, that scares me. That concerns me. Yeah. But the draft in general, nah, I'm not real worried about it.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of, as we've seen, people who have sent things in, I think, are nervous about it. And just to ease it, like you kind of alluded to it, like the history shows when it's these two in particular, like when it's during this D'Amico and Nick era together, history has shown, like, man, they hit not just like at an average rate, they hit an above average rate, right? Like the last 2 years, if we just look at the top four rounds, and really the top three rounds are the ones you really look at where you have real hope that you have guys that can add to your team. Really outside of that, it's kind of a crapshoot. They got 8 contributors, 7 starters in that. And I mean, like some of them, you know them as in CJ and Will and Tank. And they've had really big keys. And then hell, they've got even some others like in Henry Toa Toa, who was a starter that got in the fifth, and Patterson, who has played a big role for him and may start again in the sixth. Hutchinson, who's been on the field in playoff games and played big. So I would just say the history would show that they will find guys that can add to their team.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.